This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink.
You know, when I get up here and I tell you that we've woken up a lot of the top talk show hosts in the country, you even see Bill Maher starting to find a soul. It's been this broadcast with a lot of top names. And that is not about me up here saying, oh, look, we're really special, we're powerful. It's the opposite. It's saying you're powerful, you've had a great effect, all of us together are doing a good work, and things are not hopeless. And, I mean, used to, all these really famous talk show hosts, I know, it's all the big names, basically, used to send me a text maybe once a month, and now some of them text me 15 times, 20 times a day. And it's all about the New World Order, it's all about the injections, it's all about, because they don't even need to listen to Alex Jones anymore. They heard me say this stuff 25 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, people like Joe Rogan heard me say this stuff, I guess not 25 years ago, like 22 years ago. I mean, we hung out and had dinner 22 years ago. I was friends with Joe 20 years ago, good friends. And so, just now, Joe's a smart guy, but he projects his own goodness. He's a really nice guy behind the scenes onto people. But now that he knows they're lying, now he knows the social contract's broken, notice how bad he's hurting the globalists, because he knows as much as I do. He's really smart, good at business, everything. He's not dumb. We used to argue about 9/11 being an inside job and all the rest of it 20 years ago. And so, you see how awake he is. Remember I told you 6 months ago, I said, you're about to see Joe Rogan get hardcore. Just as soon as he was making sure he couldn't get censored. And now they want his ass off air. And now that they messed with him even harder, he's going to get even more aggressive. When I went after him, it was because I knew he was smart. I knew he was awake. And he was taking the wrong direction. And I did it over the top, and it was wrong. And I apologize to him. I went too far. But I was in, I don't want to say a dark place, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I just get to where I don't care about the New World Order, what they do to me. And so when you get to that point, you just let it all hang out. But I've controlled myself and dialed that back. Because a great power comes great responsibility. Yeah, take Howard Stern. He's what you don't want to be. Uses the First Amendment to get rich and powerful. Now is anti-free speech, forced inoculation. And I got articles here from Stern, the headline, you effing idiots were given the cure and you would not take it. Now you're dead. F you. And then attacks everybody. It doesn't work, Stern. Got articles here. Workers to get microchipped to pay for food from the canteen. That's out of the UK and out of the US. It's happening everywhere. I got more judges busted engaged in pedophile activity. And that's why the globalists are pissed, because they're a pedophile clique. And there aren't a lot of those in local and state law enforcement. There are now in the Justice Department and in the FBI at the top. And so there's an internal war going on. And that's why more than ever this broadcast is so important. Now, listen, I got ready, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I do too much preparation. Most people don't do a lot of preparation. Like the Gnarls Barkley song, it wasn't that I didn't know enough, I knew too much. I have done so much preparation for this show. Probably 10 hours. The crew knows. They're getting emails and text messages from me. You know, every 5 minutes, 14, 15 hours a day. At 5 a.m. and at 2 a.m., which is, you know, I'm going to try to control myself when we come back and just hit all this. I've already done a pretty good job last hour. I hit 3 stacks last hour. And I got like 10 more here at least. And we got a special guest joining us, the monsters at Facebook. censored a father that spoke at the Capitol about his son that died after the Moderna shot. You people are a bunch of murderers, and you know you are, suppressing the people you kill. I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last time, the little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door.
Last night.
Last night, the little angel, she came pumping on my floor.
She said.
She said, come on, baby.
I got a license for love.
And if it expires,
rain hell from above, because
in a midnight hour, she
with a rebel yell,
with a rebel yell, she
I'm here to tell you, I'm a rebel. Conformists going along with the warmongers, all these conformists going along with the tyranny, all the conformists going along with these Frankenshots. I'm really sad for you because you're going to be destroyed in the process. You don't turn back soon. All right, let's get right into it right now. And let me just, I covered a lot of key global government, world ID, takeover news last hour, and I got more of that coming up and more of it at the bottom of the hour. We're going to hit it then. And we know a lot now about this Vivek Murthy, and who he works for. Wait till you learn about this coming up. In fact, I'll hit that next segment. But then, coming up at the start of the next hour, a bunch of videos in Australia, in Europe, in the UK, in Canada, in the US, of everywhere their leaders go. People are saying F you, F the New World Order, F Bill Gates, F Klaus Schwab. I mean, giant crowds. Everywhere, the puppet globalists are being chased and having rocks thrown at them. And in Madrid, they're an area they're burning down part of the police stations. And these aren't the type of folks that usually go out and burn down police stations. These aren't the communists. When the police come out and attack crowds trying to go to the beach, they just go burn down the police station. I'm not saying do that, but if the police start acting like that here, that's what's going to happen. Which is, you know, sad, because you really need the police stations. They're just following legal orders. It would be real shame if people went to Klaus Schwab's house. Do not do that either. We don't want to turn him into a martyr. In fact, they'll probably do it to themselves. I'm serious when I say that. But if it goes to a full civil war, well, all's fair in love and war, as they say. So that's coming up. But let me hit some of the other news that we've got here in our stacks that are so incredibly important. You've got Rose McGowan and Larry Elder. She's the lady that brought down Harvey Weinstein. She had a press conference yesterday that actually got in the news that she was going to have a press conference. They were very smart. They announced it in the morning. No, if you announce it a few days before, the calls go out to all the media. They wait until the weekend thinking, well, maybe the bosses aren't there, the editors aren't there. Whoever's advising Elder is extremely smart, probably Elder himself. He's very smart. And they waited till Sunday morning and they announced, hey, coming up today at 6 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, We are going to talk about how Governor Newsom's wife called me and tried to pay me off to not expose Weinstein. Of course, you know that's true. Now, it got out that they were going to have the press conference, but I checked everywhere. If you saw it, then I missed it. Nowhere was it carried. Nowhere could you find it except OAN. Thank God for them. It was nowhere. And that shows you the incredible control that these people have over society and how the media is so incredibly lockstep. Now, speaking of that, major supermarket chain warns inflation is about to impact more Americans. Four Less Foods, Kroger, all say it's already up 10% and looks like it's going to go up 15%, and those are even skewed numbers by the federal government. And what are they doing? They're making the packages smaller. They're putting more water in the meat. The globalists have weaponized this. They've created trillions and trillions of dollars that they've given themselves, and they get first use of it, and then they pass on all the inflation to us. Here's another one. This is in NBC News. It's on InfoWars.com as well, Daily Wire, you name it. Biden, Dems want to monitor Americans' bank accounts, blasted as violating Fourth Amendment. I don't know what you're talking about, want to. He just announced the federal power. Biden's Treasury Department declares IRS will monitor transactions of all U.S. accounts over $600. No more Fourth Amendment, no more warrants, just live time, everybody being tracked, everything you do being controlled, because that's for the new social credit score. But I didn't see it in my stat, guys. Will you print it for me? From yesterday's news, Jamie White was on fire. They wrote like five articles. Canada put out a press release that's on the federal site that we must merge with the Chinese credit score and do what they say to Canadian businesses. And, of course, Justin Trudeau says he wants to be like Xi Jinping and a dictator. I mean, wow, you ought to be concerned about somebody that said that 2 years ago and is now doing it. Joe Biden's Treasury Department has announced Thursday an invasive new initiative tasking the federal government to audit virtually all financial transactions of Americans, but not the offshore bankers and people. No. The little people. The Treasury document called General Explanations of the Administration's Fiscal Year of 2022 Revenue Proposals. It's a nice name for raping your privacy and total surveillance and no more due process. Joe Biden marks the 20th anniversary of 9/11, criticizing dark forces in America against peaceful religion of Islam. Yes, Islam is loving, Islam is good, Islam is compassionate, Islam is an open society. The Taliban are. It is the Christian right-wing Republicans and the terrorists. And don't worry, we've got Bush Jr. said the same thing. I played the clip Saturday. I'm not going to play it again. I'm sure you saw it. He said that, we're not worried about foreign attacks now, because you know Bush and the globalists staged that, or Saudi Arabia and the Islamists. No. He's worried about the Christian conservatives and the people on January 6th. And then there's this, some good news. Judge orders Apple to issue other forms of payment in App Store. Epic Games claims tech giant was running an illegal monopoly where they make you only use them, and then they charge you about a third of whatever you make by using their system. And it is a monopoly. When they tried to go somewhere else, they kicked them off. That's the real. But the judge is just saying, well, you've got to take other forms of payment. So it's a quasi-victory. We want more currencies. We want more modes of payment. Because now they're on the news. And the really big news here is the vaccines don't work. They're not vaccines. They hurt you. They erase your immune system. But they want global lockdowns and global IDs to carry out the cashless social credit score carbon tax system. You see, banks are saying, if you're not vaccinated, where will you have a bank account? You can't have a credit card. MasterCard's talking about, I saw on the news, seeing if you're vaccinated. I mean, this is ridiculous. Colleges are saying, if you're doing online courses but aren't injected, we're kicking you off that. These are people who are terrorists. It's out of control. Yeah, there's the Forbes. The world needs lockdowns to save the earth. Klaus Schwab put out videos about it was so nice when no one was on the street. The birds were happy. The animals were happy again. Everybody was starving to death. mean, it's just so sick, these ultra-rich billionaires controlling trillions of dollars lecturing us constantly over and over again. And by the way, I've got it in my stack. There's video in Canada at colleges of them burning books and shredding them and throwing them in trash cans. All over Europe, all over Canada, and now in the U.S., the librarians just pull them off and throw them away. It's more elegant here. Oh, where'd that book go? Oh, that Tom Sawyer? It talked about black people being slaves. That might hurt their feelings. So instead of having a history lesson for Mark Twain that was against slavery from the beginning, you can't read Tom Sawyer. But you know what you can read? As young as sixth grade, Lawn Boy. Lawn Boy. I got sent this, and I don't know if I'm going to show this. You know, they show this to six-year-olds. It's in libraries all over the country where it shows young boys how to give each other blowjobs and to have adults give them blowjobs and have sex with pedophiles. Now, stations won't like it if I show this or air the video of it, but I mean, they're showing kids this. I mean, I understand we shouldn't show it, but they shouldn't be showing it to children.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Society, because they're challenged by it. They're bringing in a worldwide authoritarian system that takes away families, that takes away women and men's spaces, that turns us into cogs in a machine. That's why at colleges across the U.S. they've taken down Martin Luther King bust. The left says he didn't stand up for trans rights. Well, that Tavistock Institute depopulation sterilization operation didn't exist when he was alive. They took down the big, beautiful statue in front of the Metropolitan Museum in New York. I shot footage of it a few months ago when I was there. It was taken down the next week. And because he tried to empower black people and it showed an image of him with black folks rising up with him, it was taken down. And across the world, they now apologize at colleges for having white students. That's in the UK, the particular article I'm talking about. And now they burn books. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, let's look at Vivek Murthy. 1998, George Soros Fellow Scholarship. Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowship for New Americans. That's one of his sons. Yale University medical doctor. Vivek is an immigrant from the United Kingdom. Now, we love Indians. They tend to be more conservative and anti-globalist, but they hired this Indian out of the UK, brought him over here, and now he tells us that national immunity is no good, and that the vaccine's 100%, and he's the biggest liar in the U.S. government, and that says a lot. But it's okay, because he's got brown skin. Dr. Vivek H. Murthy is the 21st Surgeon General of the United States. He also serves the 19th Surgeon General under President Barack Obama as the Vice Admiral of the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps and Command of Uniformed Service 6,600 Public Health Officers globally. During his tenure, Dr. Murthy launched the Turn the Tide campaign. And they go on to brag how the Soroses trained him, prepared him, and launched him. And now he's going to announce with Biden tomorrow even more tyranny. But it's okay. He's wearing a Scientology admiral outfit, and he's not white, so we must do what he says. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God he's not a white devil, though. Oh, speaking of white devils, members of Congress and their aides are exempt from Biden's vax mandate. But, of course, you're not. But don't worry. News outlets retract story claiming ivermectin causes male infertility. Third time media has failed to accurately cover it. That's right. Another media scare story about ivermectin has fallen apart, making it the third time in a week the media has failed when it comes to a particular drug. They've not failed. They were lying on purpose. This is not to say that anyone should be rushing to take the human version. The latest comes from KTSM, which heard the Nigerian study that's as fake as $3 bill, claiming it makes your testicles basically fall off. I went and looked at all the other studies. It's not true. They had medical doctors on about it. And but don't worry, Australia's citing the wave of fake news, how poison control's calling and the hospitals are full of ivermectin victims and it makes your testicles fall off. None of it's true. A decision they'll regret. Australian regulator bans ivermectin use as COVID-19 treatment that will kill a lot of people. But that's all right. It makes them feel good. And Fauci doesn't go as far as the Soros fellow. Soros isn't just putting in our district attorneys and county attorneys and 20-plus attorney general's estates, he now controls your doctors. Fauci can't give a really firm answer on why Americans with natural immunity need vaccines. He just passed on as he knew it would be so embarrassing to say it doesn't exist. Here's another article out of bhf.org.uk. COVID-19 spike protein binds and changes cells in the heart. We'll be covering that next segment. Why there's so many heart attacks taking place and being triggered by all of that. And then I've got a bunch of tweets and a bunch of videos of doctors and scientists. Look at this stack. Oh, my goodness. This is a huge, huge, huge stack. We're going to be getting to coming up. But first, I wanted to just read this little tidbit. This is from Issa Lee on Twitter. And they say, I have a brother. Like both of my parents, dad and PhD in invertebrate zoology, mom, who's an MD, had a real scientific bent, even as a child. But now, in the late 60s, he's touting every cockamamie conspiracy theory he can find about COVID, quoting Alex Jones, and so on. And I see, oh my gosh, one parent's a PhD in invertebrate zoology, and the other is an MD. And you know what? They just are saying what Alex Jones says. Well, you might want to listen to your parents, but see, the more highly educated you are, the less you take this injection. That's admitted in the news. But see, the left just says how intelligent you are, how it totally protects you, and how there's no side effects, and you believe the lies you're told. And you want to be a prisoner, and you think by pretending to be with the power structure you get ahead, that's not the case. We now have world leaders admitting the lockdowns are about making you take the shot. Well, we don't need them to tell us that. We can tell. You have the former head of Planned Parenthood, who now wants to abort you after you're born, saying it's a privilege to even leave your house. Lady, you want to live under tyranny, go back to China. That's all coming up. Next segment. But first, we have this week's new sales are here, and I suggest you take advantage of it for your health and your life and your immune system and your body and everything. We have Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. And when you take it under the tongue, you get a better absorption. A lot of people can't absorb it in their gut, especially if you've got brown skin or black skin. Unless you're getting 30, 40 minutes of direct sun a day in the summer, you're not getting enough vitamin D3. And that's directly linked to everybody that gets sick, period, out there with any viral issue. So we have it. It's high quality. Wherever you get your vitamin D3, I suggest you get organic. It's not synthetic. It's 50% off Winter Sun taken under the skin. And also, remember 6 years ago when this first came out, at a BuzzFeed article and a Huffington Post article, why they tested our B12 at a California lab at the highest standards, and they found out, they said, okay, it's clean. It's vitamin B12, but it's overpriced. Then they said, but here's the best B12 that was twice as much. And they really put, which was another brand that was being actually sold by that lab, that I guess was tied to a company owned by Mark Cuban. And the very lab they were talking about is a famous organic lab, and it's where we were private labeling ours. So there was ours, half the price, the same B12, made in the same factory. Because I know I'm going to be targeted, I'm going to be attacked, I'm going to be tested. Plus, I want you to get quality products. So I had the highest quality B12, according to them. But they were attacking ours, not knowing we got it from the same supplier they said was the best, which it actually was. So it's 50% off. So good for your stamina, libido, energy, focus, clarity. When I remember to take it, every other day, you get too much B12. It really just energizes my life. They're both 50% off, back in stock. That's going to run for at least a week because we got a good supply of both. And then Vitamineral Fusion will go off sale today. 33% off all the vitamins, all the minerals, 10 amino acids. This is my personal stash here. That's why it's got like hot sauce on it. It's going to sell out. Won't be back in for 6 to 8 weeks. It's 33% off InfoWarsStore.com. Great for children, great for adults. Really important for folks with brown skin and old folks. Get it today, InfoWarsStore.com. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, who's still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Across the U.S. after FDA approves injections. Here's an article out of the U.K., out of the Sun. Side effect, teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer heart complications from Pfizer jab, study finds. Well, Ernest Ramirez, who's on his job, we're going to go to him in a moment, got censored by Facebook and told, and it's in our article about him, we have the screenshots, that he's been restricted, he's been blocked from posting, because he's not allowed to talk about his dead son. Found out that Facebook's involved in the Wuhan lab, invested in the vaccines. There it is, father whose son died from vaccines. induce heart inflammation censored by Facebook. So go to that site, click through, go to his Twitter, follow him, work with him, amplify what he's doing and other parents that have lost their children because they believe they were doing the right thing and trying to help themselves and help others. Here's another young man, and they're trying to suppress this, a well-known football player and other sports, who took the shot and almost died as well. Here it is.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now. It is a side effect from the COVID vaccine, and it's really not being reported or addressed, and it is a serious issue that we should all be informed about before making this decision. It isn't right for people to be forced to take the vaccine because there are actual side effects like this that could happen to you, and the NCAA should not mandate student athletes to get the vaccine because of what could happen to so many fellow student athletes. Health issues, which has happened to me. Everyone should be informed of the side effects, and no one should be forced to take something that could cause what has happened to me, and no one knows the long-term effects of what's possibly going to happen from this, and it's kind of uncharted territories because everyone else with the same heart issues from the vaccine as me, we're all being tracked and monitored. We're basically like test subjects from the vaccine, so it's a very serious issue that really needs to be spread. And I've spoken with some other student athletes that have also had to have either heart surgery or have had heart issues from this, and it's very scary stuff, and a lot of people in our age group apparently are at higher risk for heart issues from the vaccine, and it really does need to be talked about.
All right, we're going to Ernest here in a moment. After he leaves us, we have a tribute to his son now that Facebook will try to block as well. Remember, the head Facebook fact checker is a head person, number two person at the Wuhan lab. This was all concerted. You wouldn't launch an attack like this unless you had control over those you're planning to kill with a depopulation weapon, which Bill Gates will admit this is. Here is what got censored off of Facebook right after Mr. Ramirez, who we're about to be talking to, was on my show. This is what they're suppressing, him at the Capitol with his free speech in America. Here it is.
I love the hell out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore. My son received a vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was an enlarged heart. So if I have anything to say to anybody, look down at your child. It's not worth the risk. I mean, you see your baby right now, you might not see your baby tomorrow. I have to live with that the rest of my life.
Now, here's the smoking gun, and we'll go to Mr. Ramirez. In October, list of adverse reactions before they even started inoculations. They started in the UK. They've been warned, heart attacks, myocarditis, heart swelling that killed Mr. Hernandez's son. Okay? I want everybody to understand that. I want everybody to get that through their head with the left out there, or Ernest Ramirez, excuse me. I want everybody to know that, and I want all the leftists out there to understand that when you make your snickering jokes and you censor people, you're now part of the murder of his son, because this was conscious. So Ernest Ramirez joins us, and sir, what is it like to speak up for your son? You're on local Fox News, and then they censor the clip. I mean, this is just next level. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, nice to speak to you, Jeff. I don't believe this. I know they're trying to shut me up one way or another. I mean, I thought we lived in a free country. They're trying to shut me up. I mean, that's all I have left. I got to fight for my son's right. I mean, that I'm trying to protect other people also. I mean, I don't want any other parents going through what I've been through. And I've had parents come up to me after seeing your show tell me they decided not to do that because it's not worth the risk. Like I've always said, it's not worth the risk. I feel like we're playing Russian roulette. The government handed me the gun, telling me it was safe, and then told me to pull the trigger. And after my son passes, they throw their hands up like, it's not our fault. I mean, why are you trying to shut me up? You know, if I'm trying to, I'm telling truth. I'm telling the story that happened to me and my son. I mean, I'm not making things up. I mean, I wish I was. I wish it wasn't true. I wish I could go back to normal, but I can't. There's no way I can come back in time. I just don't know what to do from now on. I know they're going to keep on trying to shut me up, and I'm going to continue doing what I got to do. I have nothing else to lose, you know.
They're trying to bury the memory of your son so that you can't warn more people. Just like you said, they're really denying he existed. They're really trying to deny he died by doing this.
Yes, sir, of course. I mean, what is it? Am I supposed to ball up in a corner and just shut up? Not think about him anymore? You know, I mean, I can't do that.
Is them trying to suppress your son's memory and your attempt to warn people in his name, is that going to spur you to fight even harder, Mr. Ernesto Ramirez?
Of course. I'm not going to stop. I said, that's all I have left. I mean, I'm going to fight till see what they do now. I mean, if they want to lock me up, so be it. There's nothing they can do to stop me from speaking. I have to say what I have to say. I have to try to help another look like that young man we just seen. I seen this clip a couple of days ago, and I felt bad. You know, I mean, we need to warn people. This stuff is not 100%. I mean, why lie to us? You know, try to protect our people. And you know,
well, on some football squads and basketball squads, they've had up to 3, in one of the articles, I saw 5 of the players have to go to the hospital with heart attacks. I mean, this is used to, if you had one heart attack in a year with a young person on a football team, it was national news. Now it's 3 to 5 on teams. I mean, this is scary as hell.
Well, you have 2 girls here locally that one just happened to be daughter of a coach at one of the local high schools. She ended up passing, same deal, enlarged heart. That's all they said. They didn't say due to the vaccine. And another one a few miles away from my house also, same thing while she was playing volleyball. I mean, we're just watching our kids drop one by one, and government's not doing nothing about it.
Well, they tested these in mice and knew it was going to. They really did animal studies. That's why they said, oh, no, animal studies, because they knew the animal studies would not allow this to come out. They had to get it approved the first time. And this is so evil. What do you want to say when we come back, sir? I know you're on your lunch. You got to get back to work. You're in a work truck. You're a hardworking American. We come back, I want you to talk about a direct message to Facebook and all these other people about what they've signed on to. And I want to play this tribute to your amazing son that only is going to be at Band on Video, folks, where you can take it, all this, and share it. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Put it everywhere. And don't let Zuckerberg win. Don't let him silence the memory of Ernest Jr. Don't let them win. Ernest Ramirez Sr. is our guest. He'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you were going to launch a bioweapon attack through the vaccines and have those that took them become engines that create the variants, which is now admitted, how would you do it? That's the big question, ladies and gentlemen, and now here we are. Well, you'd have to control the media, you'd have to control the labs, you'd have to control the Justice Department, you'd have to control the regulators, you'd have to control regulators around the world, as Bill Gates does, and now they've done it. You'd have to have fake PCR tests, you'd have to have it all. So, going back to our guest, Ernest Ramirez. Ernest, what is it like for you losing Ernest Jr., who was healthy, 16-year-old, there at the little basketball court where he just started, as you said, running and playing, and then to have them, I mean, I know you said when you were on Saturday, you'd never imagine losing your healthy son, single father, together forever, such good friends. So painful, I've got an 18-year-old son. Makes my heart hurt. And then to have Big Tech come to you, and guys, we show the article about Ernest from InfoWars, and scroll down, you can see the Facebook screenshots saying, you did something bad. You're not allowed to talk about your son. You're a human being. Your son is a human being. He's in God's hands now. What do you want to say to the people that did this to you and they were trying to silence you and obviously hurt others so they don't learn what's happened to them about all these deaths and heart attacks and heart surgeries? Because this is your chance with probably 2 million people watching to address these globalists. They're going to take what you say today. They're going to share it online. They're going to share the story of your son. So this is your chance to stand up on a major platform to Mark Zuckerberg and others and ask them, what do they think they're doing?
I mean, to me, what is this? They're splitting our country up is what they're doing. I mean, why are you going to try to shut me up when I'm telling my story? I'm not making anything up. This is what happened. I mean, there's no way they're going to shut me up. I want every parent in the world to know what I'm going through. I've had emails from all over, UK, England, Ireland. I mean, you're not going to shut us up. I don't care what you do or what you think you're going to do. I mean, I'm just one person. I know I'm not anybody. But that my son was a world. He was top. I mean, so I don't care about Facebook. You can shut me out of there. Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I don't care. I'll find a way. If I got to stand on the street corner to warn parents so they don't have to go through the same thing I'm going through. I mean, like I said, this is turning political and, you know, I'm just a little person. I'm just one regular person. And you just want me to shut my mouth and go on with life. Well, there's no more life after this. You took my life. So, now what am I going to do? Got to scream for my son. You know, you're not going to help me out. You're not going to help me. You're not going to back me up. You're not going to help our kids, our future. I don't know what to tell you now. I mean, we as a group, we need to stand together. I mean, this is our country. We're supposed to be protecting each other. We've fought wars and everything together. And now we're just individuals like, okay, that was his problem.
And is that you with your dad and your son?
No, that's a local, one of our local heroes here from his school, Benavides. Junior used to go to his school.
Well, your son is really handsome, and you know, he's with God now. He lives forever. It's real, folks. I've seen it. But my son's even got that cleft chin just the same way. It reminds me of my son. I'll be honest with you, Mr. Ramirez. I'm not trying to get you to say mean stuff. I'm pissed for you, and I just want the globalists to know we're not going to do anything at this point, but we're going to take our government back, and we're going to have Nuremberg, too. And the people responsible for this, I want to see go to prison, bare minimum.
Yeah, somebody has to pay for this because, I mean, like I said, I'm just one man. I know there's hundreds of people out there that's going through the same thing. I had a gentleman text me this morning. He's seen my your show, and he said the same thing happened to his nephew. So I know there's hundreds more that
out there. It's thousands, sir. It's hundreds of thousands. We need, this is all by design. This is eugenics. This is Hitler, folks, 2.0. We need to have a national rally or an event somewhere or rallies across the country for the victims to come out. Because, again, they're trying to suppress us. We need to go to Facebook headquarters or go to Kauai to Mark Zuckerberg's frickin' front gate and let that little monster know we're aware of what a damn killer he is. He's involved with Gates. He's involved in all of it. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, sir. I mean, they're trying to cover each other's back. That's why I see it. Everybody's trying to cover each other's back to continue what they're doing. I mean, somebody's making millions out of all our kids passing, you know.
It's tens of billions, and then they're also targeting the old. It is not a vaccine. They lied to you. It's not your fault. You went there believing your government, believing the media, because in the past they usually told the truth more. They've broken the social contract. How do people find you on Twitter? Next time you're on, I want to put it on screen. I didn't even know you had a Twitter. I was saying, how do people contact you? And they said, whatever. I mean, how do people contact you to magnify what you're doing?
Like I said, I'm new to that stuff. I don't know. Miss Ivory Hacker asked me to start Twitter and Instagram and everything. So
okay, well, we'll put your Twitter on screen. It's Ernest Ramirez, and it's RGVRunner01. RGVRunner01. We need thousands of followers on there, and we need to boost everything you're saying and everything you're doing. God bless you, sir, and God bless your son. I'm going to play this tribute to your son, but anything else you'd like to add?
No, just please take care of your children. Don't believe what you hear. It's no longer the way it used to be. Things change. Our world is changing. So just protect one another.
That's right. And by the way, Schwab says in his books, we're going to take over governments, have them do really bad things, then they're going to blame their governments, overthrow those, and then we take them over. It's their people in there doing this. We need to remove this. Everybody thinks this is the U.S. government. No, this is a eugenics, environmental death cult. And as soon as people realize about the Great Reset and the and Agenda 2030, sir, that's what got your son. We're going to win this together. We're gonna, and we're all going to see your son in heaven. And we do the right thing. It's all real. This whole planet's a test. Here's a 3-minute tribute. I haven't seen this yet. You sent it to us. Is this at his funeral or a memorial, sir?
Yeah, it's a funeral. My brothers and sisters, they, like I said, they, everybody paid for my son's funeral, and they took care of me. They really took care of us.
God bless you, sir. You're a good man. Your son is a good man, and just keep fighting. God bless you. Here is the tribute.
Thank you.
Back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring, but I know here in the middle, it's the place where you promised to. Unless you come, will you meet me again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me again?
TV. Loving memory. Ernesto Ramirez Jr. Another casualty of Bill Gates and his war against America and humanity. November 11th, 2004 was born. April 24th, 2021. Killed by the globalists. Forever in our hearts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.